This is Wild About Utah. For 2 weeks every January at Bear Lake, the small Bonneville cisco, averaging 6 to 8 inches in length, swim out of the deep waters to spawn in the shallow cobbled shoreline on the east side. They come in the thousands, broadcast their eggs and sperm into the shallow water, and leave. In the recorded history of Bear Lake, there is a picture of a Swedish immigrant who, in the early 1900s, took his gill nets to the eastern shore and caught cisco. Over the years, after gill nets were outlawed, people started using small nets on long poles to pull the cisco out of the shallow water. Bear Lake, at close to 6,000 feet elevation, is cold in January. Anyone fishing would tend to hop from foot to foot trying to stay warm. From a distance, it looked like dancing. And so the cisco spawning run got its name, Cisco Disco. In 1980, it became part of the Bear Lake Winter Festival, including a free fish fry breakfast at Cisco Beach. So on January 22nd, I showed up at daybreak and found a fire blazing in a fire pit and hot oil starting to boil over propane cookstoves. Out in the water, up to their waists in hip waders, people were swinging their nets through the frigid water. No one was catching fish. The cisco were running late. So we ate whitefish instead and homemade scones and raspberry jam and agreed that cisco would probably show up the next week. I borrowed some hip waders and boots from a friend. As I drove back to Bear Lake, I noticed the outside temp showing up on my dashboard said -6 degrees. I wondered if I was tough enough to fish for cisco. But when I pulled up at Cisco Beach, I was surprised to find that, for the first time in 6 years, the water has frozen. People were hammering holes in the ice with shovels and pickaxes. The cisco were already there. Soon the air rang with happy cries of, "I got some!" Everyone was counting. When they got to 30, the cisco limit, they gathered up their takings and left. Most were going home to put the fish in the freezer. Come warmer weather, they would use the cisco as bait when fishing for the bigger fish in the lake, the whitefish, the cutthroat, the lake trout. After all, cisco are the main diet of these larger fish, and a very good bait. I thought I was done with winter fishing until I started to notice more and more pop-up tents on Bear Lake and the local reservoirs. "Ice fishing?" I asked friends. "We love it," they said. I asked if I could go along. I had always thought ice fishing meant standing over a hole in the ice, shivering and hoping against hope a fish might come along. Boy, was I wrong. The propane heater quickly made it cozy inside the pop-up tent. The auger, powered by an electric motor, drilled down through 2 feet of ice in less than 2 minutes. Then the sonar fish finder took over. "Fish at 12 feet," my friend said. I let out some line. It's so much easier to catch fish when you can drop a tasty bit of bait close to them. The three of us caught 38 fish in 3 hours, and I got hooked on ice fishing. This is Mary Hears, and I'm Wild About Utah.